Elon Musk bought Twitter, renamed it X, which I think is a really cool name, renamed the social media platform. Elon Musk essentially used this platform to promote the presidency of Donald Trump. He's being credited now by a lot of people with being responsible in part for Trump's victory because of what he allowed to happen on X. He used a social media platform to promote a candidate. Fox News promotes Donald Trump. Fox News promotes Republicans. As mad as Donald Trump might be with Fox News ultimately collectively promoted Donald Trump, and they promote Republicans. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with Elon Musk doing what he wants to with X. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with the countless conservative talk shows that mimic each other in this vast echo chamber across this country. I don't have a problem with that. But I have a problem with the idea that Donald Trump might try to retaliate against people in the media who disagree with him. Because this is a fundamental American right. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr spoke out about Kamala Harris being on Saturday Night Live. He was irate about that. But there was really nothing wrong with that. And NBC did give Donald Trump equal time. This particular Republican on the FCC panel, Brendan Carr, are you ready? He wrote a chapter for the Conservative Heritage Foundation's Project 2025. He wrote a chapter for Project 2025 about what he would do if he were in charge of the FCC. Do not be surprised if Brendan Carr becomes Donald Trump's selection for running the FCC. Brendan Carr could use the FCC to create unnecessary penalties, could do things to unnecessarily and, in my opinion, unconstitutionally shut down media that is in disagreement. The idea that Donald Trump wants to retaliate against the media is a degree of fascism. It's part of fascism. And I thought Trump supporters were against fascism. I thought you didn't like fascism. Well, you can't be for cracking down on the media that disagrees with Donald Trump and be against fascism, because that is sort of an aspect of fascism. So I am concerned that Brendan Carr, as head of the FCC, may try to crack down on opinions that are contrary to the president. One of the foundations of this country is freedom of speech. Do you know who owns the media in the UK? You know who owns the BBC, the British Broadcasting Company? The government. Do you know who owns the media in most countries? The government. Do you know who does not own the media in America? The government. In America, one of our crown jewels is the idea that the media has freedom to hold politicians accountable, and that we are free collectively as an entity. We are free to express our opinions, agree or disagree. If we lose that, we lose a fundamental right in America. And for those who have said during the campaign, oh, Donald Trump's not part of Project 2025. Well, he's going to be. They wrote Project 2025 for the moment Donald Trump became president. And this is that moment. So I believe there's every reason to think that it's going to be implemented. And so what will you say then? I'm not going to say I told you so, but I'm going to say I knew this was coming. And I knew Project 2025 was just waiting for Donald Trump to win. And he won. But the idea of eliminating abortion rights, the idea of making pornography illegal, I mean, these are just two of the things that stand out. There's a lot in this 900-page-plus project. And a lot of it seems to defy the Constitution of the United States. So, you know, it's really scary. And don't be so quick to think, oh, Project 12, oh, Donald Trump said he wasn't part of it. Donald Trump can say whatever he wants. And if I'm wrong, as I've said, I will admit it. We'll know. But I think Project 2025 is going to become part of the Trump administration because that's why they wrote the thing. And so just the idea that we don't have freedom of speech, the idea that we can't criticize a president, that is insane.